And today, across the Muslim world, millions are marking the start of Ramadan. During the month-long holiday, believers refrain from eating, drinking, and smoking from dawn till dusk. But at night, in cafes and homes from Rabat to Baghdad, music fills the air. This track is off a new album by the quartet Salaam, based in, of all places, Bloomington, Indiana. Iraqi-American violist Dina El-Safar, who's one of the voices you're hearing in this song, founded Salaam in 1993 after a journey she took to Baghdad with her father. That trip, as we'll hear in a moment, changed her life. Dina El-Safar joins us from member station WFIU in Bloomington, Indiana. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
To tell us about the song we're hearing, Gulia Hilwa, am I pronouncing that right?
Gulia Hilu. This is a folk song from Iraq. Nobody really knows who wrote it, but everybody knows this song. And when we play for Iraqis, they're all going to sing along to the choruses and the verses.
You were a classically trained violist, and you had planned to pursue this at a conservatory. How did you connect with Arabic music?
My father took me to Baghdad when I was 17, and I'd been asking to go for my whole life. So I went there, I brought my viola so that I wouldn't miss practicing while I was gone. And it was the month of Ramadan, actually, while I was there. So in the evenings, there was big get-togethers, and here I am with my instrument. And I was asked over and over again to play music for everybody. And they popped in a cassette of some Iraqi pop music. And they said, "Can you play this?" And I picked up my viola and started playing it. Everyone started clapping and dancing. And it was like this huge party erupted as soon as I played those notes. And because of all the, you know, leading up to the first Gulf War that happened right after I left, I became very emotional about Iraq and about the music and started really learning in earnest when I got back.
A lot of your sound, of Salaam's sound, is rooted in maqam, in Arabic maqam. First, can you sort of briefly explain what the maqam system is?
There's different maqam in each country, and Iraqi maqam is a little bit different because it refers to what kind of instruments are going to be played and what the vocalist is going to do and what kind of poetry. It's a bigger meaning in Iraq, I guess. It's actually quite fun to learn about and try to get it under your fingers.
Dina El-Safar, I want to hear an example of that sound. This is the fifth track from the record, and forgive me, I will never be able to pronounce this
one. I know. We can't think of a way to spell it that it's going to make sense in English. It's called Hadamu Insaf Minnak.
Hadamu Insaf Minnak Ghibitak Ahalgat.
I visited Iraq, and I've had the pleasure of hearing the oud strummed on some of those visits. But in this song, I hear guitars, which is not really an instrument we often hear in Arabic, specifically in Iraqi music, right?
That's right. Aside from learning Middle Eastern music and being taken seriously in that regard, we've also always wanted to have that kind of freedom to incorporate different styles, blues or rock or jazz or bluegrass, whatever, because we've spent years on learning all these different styles, and then to kind of bring it full circle and put it into the context of Middle Eastern just makes us happy.
This is a fairly well-known Iraqi song, right?
Oh, yeah. This one is like a soap opera. It says, "It's not fair what you've done to me. What am I going to tell people when they ask me about you?" It goes on and on and on.
These rhythms are so complicated. We're used to hearing meters in 4-4 or 3-4, but on some of these tracks, you get way, way beyond that here, 17, 8, for example. Can you finger drum what that sounds like, what 17-8 sounds like?
It's like this. Doom, tuck, doom, 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 tuck, tuck, doom, doom, tuck. This piece is called Celle Fina, and the 17-8 rhythm is actually has a name. All the rhythms have a name, and this one is called Chosh Reng.
Use an incredible number of instruments on this album. We hear the guitar and the trumpets and zithers and violins and accordions. And you've actually brought one of the instruments that you play with you, the joza. Can you play a bit of it for us?
Sure, but before I do, I'll just tell you it's made out of a coconut shell for the resonator. It's a spike fiddle, which means I actually put it on my knee to play it upright. And also there's a membrane that's stretched across the coconut, the open part of the coconut shell, that's the pericardium of a water buffalo. And
wow.
Nothing else will do. And the bridge rests on that. So there's 4 strings. How's that?
That was great. Dean El-Safar, I want to play us out on one last song before we let you go. This is the 3rd track off the album, and I can pronounce this. It's called 21st Century Gypsy, and it really doesn't sound like Middle Eastern music at all, at least initially. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
I guess I was thinking about gypsies. The idea is that they travel, they're nomadic, or they kind of get around the world. And in the 21st century, we all kind of do that, just with the internet, with digital media, everything being so available to us. It's really wherever your will takes you, you can go there.
Dina El-Safar is the founder of the Indiana-based quartet Salaam. The band's new record is also called Salaam. Dina El-Safar, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you so much.